Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome everyone to another edition of Alpha Star Radio with your host, Linda Marie. And I am joined by my lovely guest and co-host this afternoon, this evening, my friend and partner in crime in the psychic world, Renee Marie. Welcome,
hello,
hon.
Everybody.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm sorry?
I'm feeling the Mercury. I'm feeling the Mercury retrograde. I don't know about you, but...
a little bit. You know, I mean, not so much for the communication, but with the electronics. I mean, I was in the middle of videotaping all of my you know, forecasts, and it suddenly decided to... when I was posting it, I didn't realize, like, the last maybe 15, 18 seconds of the first video message, like, stopped. I was like, just go with the flow. It's good. I mean, you know. That's about it.
I hear you. It's gonna be a rough month, and you know, I hate to be Debbie Downer, but one of the reasons I brought you on, not only because you do such beautiful card readings, and I want you to introduce yourself a little bit more, to tell them, you know, about your radio show and what you do.
Okay, well, my name is Renee Marie Tennant, and I'm a psychic medium and a Reiki master. I have just celebrated 5 years of my radio show, Renee Live, which is on Diversity Broadcasting Network. And it touched on paranormal spirituality, and I've kind of, like, branched off a little bit with it. But I'm born and raised a psychic medium, so I've been doing this all my life, and do investigations ever since I was, like, a teenager, you know, and especially since I could get into a vehicle on my own with my friends and go to different haunted locations within the Adirondacks. And it was a lot of fun, but... that's pretty much who I am, and I own Angelic Comfort, which is all about spirituality, and there's a lot of great services on there, and that's www.angelic-comfort.com.
And keep posting that in the chat.
That's pretty much it. Okay.
Well, I will say this. You have done readings for me, and, you know, with my expertise in astrology, you're the real deal. And I don't give that compliment to a whole lot of people because, like I said before, a lot of psychics don't like me because I could see right through their BS. And when I first met you and you gave me your stars, I'm like, holy cow, this lady's got it. So I do know that you are the real deal and you are a beautiful soul. And One of the main reasons I brought you on was for everyone to, if you get a chance, please tune into her show, Renee Live, on Sunday evenings. I believe it's at 6?
Or is it? O'clock, Pacific time, yes. It's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Perfect. It is a great show, and she has a great many interesting guests on. I think she just had Steve DeShivo on from that TV show. That was an awesome interview, by the way.
Steve is... awesome. Yes. The second time he's been on. Steve actually spent his summers growing up in the same town I did, where I grew up. And so it was kind of cool. It's always cool to talk to Steve because, you know, he gets it. He knows all the area and the Adirondacks and everything. So it's always fun to have him on. And thank you for all the compliments. My God, I'm blushing.
Aw, you deserve them, my dear. I brought Renee on, too, because we'd had a discussion a couple of months ago, and one thing I do is I always look into the future through the stars, and I was kind of like, okay, September is not good, and then you had said something to me, and I go, okay, I'm going to have you on with me in September, because you were telling me you were having these visions of things to come, and you're shooting for the month of September, quite possibly October. And when I started looking at the stars, I'm going, oh, my gosh, I have to have her on, because when a psychic medium is having visions of what I'm seeing in the stars and everything you kept saying without me ever telling you, we're reading like a book on the stars. I had to throw you on here. not to freak everybody out, but to make everybody aware of what of things to come. So, do you want to start or shall I?
Sure. I mean, one of the things, Linda, that I've done, you know, is ever since growing up, you know, people are like, well, do you see spirits? How do you see these visions? Anything like that. I read the clouds. I read the sky. I read nature. I read everything that's put in front of me. I will dissect if I hear the words in my inner hearing, my inner knowing, look, listen, hear, anything like that, you know, turn left, and I'll turn left, and there it is. So I try not to look like a freak, you know, or a daydreamer, but, you know, there it is. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, like when I'm doing a reading or a gallery event, for me to block out everything around me, I'll close my eyes, and, like, my eyelids become a big theater screen, you know, to that spirit.
Right.
And, I mean, so there's so many different ways that, I mean, I have all the senses right down to the taste, which can be very unpleasant.
Right.
So that, you know, with that being said, I can remember when this vision first started was probably about 3 months ago. And I work for the school district, and I'm on the bus and attendant at this moment. And so I'm looking out the window, and I'm teaching, like, the kids to look at the clouds. And, oh, what do you see, you know? Oh, did you see that heart? It means that we're all loved and, you know, just going on like that, because the kids I work with are special needs. And so I'm looking out, and all of a sudden, the first thing I saw was a camel. And right next to the camel was a gentleman. And he, like, kind of looked like, oh, my God. And there was, like, you know, like shock, like total shock. And he was American. He was an American man, and it kind of looked like President Obama. And then coming out of the clouds was an eagle with a tear coming down its face. But it was, I was like sitting there going, oh, my God, what did he do now? You know, and I'm not trying to, you know, be mean or anything. You know, personally, I'm not a political person. I used to be years ago, highly involved in, you know, the politics and right down into working in a party. And, you know, I myself, you know, work in politics where I had a paid position, an elected position. I want nothing to do with it anymore. I figure that psychic mediums and astrologers shall be presidents and run the house and everything else, you know.
Oh, now if that could happen, boy, the world would be in a better place now, wouldn't it?
Oh, totally, totally. No,
you know, I mean, really,
It is true. But I looked at that, and I, you know, immediately I got chills. I'm like, this is not good. And I don't pay attention to the news. I don't watch TV barely ever because it's such negativity. And we have enough people putting out the negative energy into the environment from news and drama and everything else, that I stay away from it. I need to preserve my own energy and my own self-being, you know. And
well, politics
is
very nasty. It's one of the cancers that plagues this world. Politics and religion divide and conquer people. And if we could come from a place of love, as for myself, I at one time was very political, but I'm more of an environmentalist now, and I do have people in the political realm call me, oh, you're just a crazy liberal tree hugger. Well, No, I'm not. I support the natives that are fighting for clean water. It's a right that we should all have because you can't drink oil.
Okay. Exactly. You
water is life.
And it's important. But, you know, when I saw this, I mean, I got the chills and I went home and I meditated and I said, Spirit, show me what's going to happen. Well, you know, Saudi Arabia came up. The desert came up. And camel. And of course, President Obama and the eagle with a tear. And little did I know at that time that that day he was just wrapping up talks with Saudi Arabia.
I got a chill, Renee.
I did not foresee it to be happening at this moment. I foresaw this down the road. And I kept hearing fall, autumn, autumn, sadness, devastation, and he did something during those talks, and it has not come out yet, but the Mideastern countries are not happy at all, and the main one being Saudi Arabia is not happy. And I keep seeing this stuff that's going to originate in the Middle East but affect the United States highly, highly. And, you know, the whole other aspect is I'm going to tell people before the end of October, stock up on
food. I agree.
Stock up on water.
Water.
You know,
batteries.
It's very important to be aware. Now, the other thing we can do is try to deflect anything by being positive and putting out the positive energy. But I'm sorry, Linda. I've seen
it. I know.
And it's been so persistent. Sure.
We have a question coming in from a friend of mine who follows Alpha Star, and she's a lovely lady. Gail is asking you, bear with me, Linda doesn't have her glasses on. She's asking you, Renee, do you think this planet will ever be stable?
I think, time or not, Gail, that I can't say. I can say eventually it will be, but I almost don't feel like it's going to necessarily be our lifetime. But it's what we ourselves, like as light workers and psychic mediums and astrologers, and those people, who are into the oneness and the love, coming from a place of love and speaking of a place of love, that are going to set the precedence for those who follow after us, our children, our children's children. You know, and if we instill this in them, eventually it'll come to us. Because right now, we have so much greed. We have so much greed going on in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of ego. And you can't force people to change. You just can't. I mean, Linda, you know just as well as I do. You know, I mean, like over in China, everybody gets so upset about that time of the year where they take all the dogs and, you torture them and everything else.
I know, and they eat them. They eat them
for hundreds and thousands of years. You're not going to change their custom, and no online petition and all the ranting is not going to change the people of China who participate in what is a custom of theirs for thousands of years.
I agree.
You know, it's a custom, just like us. You know, the Italians, we have our customs. Polish have their customs. The Irish, Chinese have their customs, and
we all have our customs.
We do.
The Italians make these.
Brought it out.
The Italians cook this dish that's very old and ancient called Ocaba di Grab. It's like goat's head soup. And I kind of sat there one day and I looked at my grandmother and I go, don't even bother teaching me because I have no intention of making that. Not for me, not for anyone.
Yeah.
Sorry
yeah.
to break
but,
tradition,
you know,
but no.
I'm not talking about Italians. I'm half Italian. And growing
so you
up
would
in
know.
An Italian family. there were things that I had to eat that I was told, I was brought up, you eat it, you try it, and then if you like it, then I'll tell you. You know, and so, but there's nothing like sitting down or walking in, you know, like Easter dinner, and all of a sudden your grandmother's pulling out calf heads. The men are all sitting around the table, and they each have a calf head, and they're eating that, and the brains, you know, that's been baked and everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, oh
like,
no.
They have the most delicious thing. And you know, you look at it and you say, I don't know any different. That's the
right.
custom.
It is. It's
you
a custom. We got a lot of calls coming
custom.
In, Renee.
Really?
We have some calls coming in. We have about 15 more minutes. Now, listen, my broadcast is only for a half an hour. So when it does get cut off, it still records for an extra 15 minutes. So when it cuts off, I would just play the replay over, and you'll hear the last 15 minutes. That's just kind of the way I roll. But do you mind if I take a call?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. This is from a 617 area code. Let me bring them up. I have them in the queue. Hi, caller.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi,
your
ladies.
Name, please? Hi.
It's Annette.
Welcome. Hi,
Thank
Annette.
You.
Welcome.
Thank you. Now, what kind of question can I ask?
We're talking about our predictions. We're not talking.
Yeah.
We're not doing love or anything like that.
Okay.
we're talking about predictions for September.
For September. In regards to our astrological sign?
No.
Well, it's more for the world at large. And I'm going to interject something, though. Because of where the placement of the universal energy is, it's in a Virgo head and a Pisces tail. People who are Virgo, Pisces, have a Virgo or Pisces moon, a Virgo or Pisces dragon head or tail are being hunted by this energy. I'm one of them. I have a dragon's head in Pisces, and I can feel it. It's not going to go away till about April 29th of 2017.
Oh, my gosh.
The energy shifts. But if you have a question on any of that, please don't hesitate to ask me.
Well, I think absolutely. I think that with, because I'm an Aries. And I'm actually feeling,
Are you born in March or April?
April. I'm born in the early part of April. Well, yeah.
Okay, so
second.
So right now, okay, April, May, June. So you have the tail going right through your 12th house, which is your subconscious. Have you been experiencing any, like, depression or, because the 12th house is the mind. It's our deep inner feelings.
Yes, that I am.
Emotion.
I'm feeling, yes. I'm feeling, I felt fine. I felt fine a couple of days ago. I felt like I was under control. Then I'm starting to feel like a lot of insecurities.
Okay.
I wouldn't say
Renee,
off balance.
You can interject any time here.
Yeah.
Because Renee is a psychic, so Renee can pick up on
everything
things
that we have going on right now. And
in regards to an Aquarius,
what's happening is that a lot of emotions are being purged and brought to the surface for a lot of people right now.
Yes.
So and it's necessary. It's necessary to let these come to the surface and to release them and get rid of them. And the thing that I can tell you is don't dwell on them, acknowledge them, forgive, and forget. It's the past.
Okay.
And this is what has to happen in order to be able to move you forward so you're not stuck, because you're stuck right now. You're kind of like in a fog. You're in a bog right now where you're just kind of sloshing around. You're not moving forward. You're in your comfort zone, and you're afraid to take a step forward. So what you need to do is you need to really purge these emotions, not only from your heart chakra, honey, because I feel it has to do a lot with past love, but also with your solar plexus and the pains and the hurts that have been done to you. So when you forgive people, you're not necessarily going to get a "I'm sorry" from them, because a lot of times they're not going to be sorry, or they don't know better. So when you go to forgive, when you say to yourself, "I forgive so-and-so," you need to say, "I forgive you for not knowing any better." And you say it out loud, and you release it and let it go. And forgive yourself, too, for harboring this, for letting this affect your life, for even your part in whatever it was that happened. But you need to get out of this sloshy, mucky bog, okay?
Yeah.
You need to move forward. So release these emotions of your past. Mm-hmm. Release all these things that are coming up. Release them, let them go, and get your chakras back in alignment and vibrating on the proper vibrational level, and you'll see some positive things happening.
Yeah,
and that,
because
thank
it's,
you
it's,
so
it's
much.
Interesting. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I have one more caller, but go ahead.
Well, it's just interesting because there's someone that I'm these feelings come up when there's someone that I'm interested in, and I feel like I'm in a place where I'm not trusting him. I don't trust him. And I'm trying to figure out, are these feelings that are from my past? And I'm trying to figure out, are these feelings that are actually legitimate?
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out which is which.
It's really hard right now with the energies that we're going through. Make sure that you take time to meditate and clear your mind and try to listen to your intuition and stuff. Don't be stuck in a fog. If you go to my Angelic Comfort page on Facebook, go through the series of videos that I've been posting probably for the last, I'd say, week and a half, 2 weeks, honey. and watch all those videos, and that might explain a little bit more for you.
Okay.
Of what you're been going
through
and what you have to look forward to.
Excellent.
And I'll try to put that in the chat room also.
Okay.
I mean,
and thank you so much for calling, Annette. I appreciate it. I have to get to the next caller. Same to you, my friend. And if you have any astrological questions, don't hesitate to contact alphastarradio@gmail.com. I don't have a website. If you have any questions on astrology, please contact me. I check my messages about every other day, so I will be in touch with you within a 48-hour basis. And by the way, I love that name. It's my mother's name, and it's beautiful.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
All righty.
Good night
now.
Blessings
to you both.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
Okay, one more. We have another caller. I have her on hold. 916. Hi, 916. Can you tell us your name and welcome?
Thank you very much. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Welcome,
hi, Wendy.
And
what can we do for you today? Well, I'm not really doing astrology readings, but we're talking about the energies at hand right now and predictions for September. If it's in lieu to a question like that, that's fine, but I don't have my software up. But Renee might be doing mini readings. I can't speak for her.
Well, actually, I just want to know what you see regarding employment. I've applied at a few places, and I'm hoping to start a new job soon in September or October at the latest, and hopefully it'll have longevity.
I'm hearing about 3 weeks, honey.
Really? I can survive 3 weeks. I was devastated recently because I had applied at Anthem Blue Cross for a call center position, had a panel review, and I was under hiring manager review for 6 weeks, and I allowed myself to believe I had it, and then they emailed me and said no. So I learned a lesson to not
put all my eggs. What sign are you?
I'm Cancer of the Crab, July the 6th, 1951.
Okay. All right. I always, for the astrologer, I got to get a perspective here. So,
and you know what? Just this morning, I saw an ad on Indeed online for Dignity Health. And it's a job I normally wouldn't have applied for, but it matches my experience in a lot of ways. It's not a call center. There might be a few calls involved, but it's more putting in data to help the claims department. But I would love to work for Dignity Health, so I don't know if that's an option. I did successfully apply.
It sounds like a good possibility. I'm hearing about 3 weeks. So I feel that whatever employment that you're going to have, you're going to have something secured in about 3 weeks. So just make sure that, you know, as of right now, you know, we are in Mercury retrograde and everything, and any contract that you sign, you know, be very careful and make sure that you're thinking clearly. Don't get overexcited and, you know, miss out on something. You know, just make sure that all your eggs are in a basket and you know, that your ducks are in a row. You know,
absolutely.
Meditate with a clear mind and everything else, and you should be fine.
And will there be longevity in this position that I get?
I feel that it will be.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I've applied at eHealth as well. But that's a call center position, which I've got 18 years experience. And then also I'm going to call the recruiter for HealthNet today because I and ask her if she received my application and my resume. I was given her phone number by technical support, so I hope she receives me well when I call her because I don't know that I'm supposed to have her number.
Right, right. Yeah, well, you know, just go with the flow, honey, and keep plugging away. But you'll have.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much. God bless you too.
Do you feel strongly about 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thank you too, honey. Namaste.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And Linda, we can, you know, they might not be able to hear the end of this, but I think Blog Talk will still keep recording us, right? they can go back to
Blog
the archive.
Talk will keep recording. I'm down to 4 minutes and 45 seconds, but Blog Talk will continue to record for another 15 minutes, and then it cuts me off. And I do apologize. It's just financially I can't afford airtime right now.
I take what I can get.
And I might do another show tomorrow on just going through the stars with everyone so they get the gist of it all, because I'm getting an influx of calls here. And I don't think I'm going to get to everybody, but I'm going to go to the next caller.
Okay.
Hey, there's some days I don't get a soul in here, and I'm just yakking away. But here we go. Next caller. This is a – there's one more in there. Your area code 607, correct?
I am. That's correct.
Okay, that's you. Hold on. Here we go. We're live. Maybe they hung up on me. Let's see. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hi,
caller.
It's Wendy. I was just listening.
Okay, I'll put you back on hold then. We must have lost our last caller then. We must have hung up. Thank you for continuing to listen, Wendy. Okay, Renee, Wendy, I'm not going to put you on hold. You can kind of sit in with us here just as long as there's no cats crying in the background or dogs barking, like I usually have at my end. Renee, is there anything else you want to add to what's getting ready to happen in September? And then I'll throw in my astrological opinion.
Okay, I just feel that there's going to be some mass devastation, whether it be on our territory or overseas. I'm feeling like it's going to be more here. Whether it be, you know, I'm very restless, whether it be due to weather or, you know, something with the Middle East. I do know something is going to happen with the Middle East. That is a given. Things were flubbed up big time within talks and communications at least 3 or 4 months ago. So
I agree.
I feel that it's being covered up, and all of the stuff that's going on in the news media right now, all the drama is coy, everybody. So pay attention, and you need to read between the lines. You need to read between the lines and not focus in on what these news broadcasters and what our government is going to be saying.
Our media is very corrupt.
It is very
our media is corrupt.
Everything
is, but the media especially, they're owned by politicians and lobbyists, and it goes to the highest dollar, and they tell you what they want you to know and hear and not what you need to know and hear. And the next full moon, we have a solar eclipse tomorrow in Virgo, and you're going to see devastation with the hurricanes. I don't know if anyone's watched. I watched the Today Show this morning. And I cannot believe all the activity in all the oceans. You got two hurricanes heading for Hawaii back-to-back on each other for Hawaii in the Pacific. Then in the Atlantic, you've got several things going on in the Atlantic. So in the next few days, with Mercury being retrograde, I do see disaster water-wise. But next full moon is in the sign of Pisces, and I told you the negative dragon's energy is in that sign. And like you said, I see the Middle East making the news. I do see loss of life. I don't know if you guys heard about the reindeer and the bolt of lightning. That's an omen. The spirit is giving us an omen of things to come. And that lightning is bombs, and this reindeer are human life.
Yes. And you know what makes me really upset? It makes me so upset is that people are in such a fog with their minds and with their reality. They are not seeing any of this, and they're arguing with each other over other people's opinions or beliefs, whether it be religious, whether it be political. They're calling people names. They're, you know, they have fallen into the trap of the separation and the negativity that it saddens me. It really breaks my heart because I want to see people love each other. We are not. We
I
are
do too.
Not going to make any progress whatsoever in what people want to see if people are going to continue to act like the animals are acting better and act better than the human mankind is right now. And it's disgusting. It's saddening. It's sickening. I mean, it does. It breaks my heart, Linda. to see this happening, that I don't go on my newsfeed very much because I energetically can't handle that anymore.
I know.
Really have
I cry.
To include and block myself from people and going out in public anymore because of this negative energy and this hostility and this anger that people have within themselves and towards other people is just, it's just mind-boggling to me.
I agree. The universe is tainted right now, and man's spirit is just, you know how that old Native American saying goes, you have two paths to go on. There's, you know, the path of materialism and greed, and then there's the path of hope and light and love.
Yeah.
And people are choosing the wrong path. It's all about what's on my phone.
Oh.
It's all about how much money I have. It's the latest cars. It's Pokemon. It's this. It's that. People have lost their way. And
yeah,
it's
they have.
Frightening.
And they're not seeing what's right in front of them. They're not seeing who or what is right in front of them because their mind is elsewhere. And it is. It's just, it's almost devastating to like a psychic medium or an intuitive. It's devastating to see this.
I'm not
going to
lie.
Events unfolding.
I'm not going to lie. I guess it's the empath in me, but there are many times I sit up at night and I just cry. I sit in bed with the cat on my lap and I bawl my eyes out. And, you know, people go, God, you know, is it that time of the month? Oh, she's emotional. No, because I see what's happening in the world and we've lost our compassion and empathy for others.
We have.
Horrible,
we totally
wicked
have.
World.
Until something horrible happens, Linda. And think about all the events that have happened in the past. When you have a mass destruction, people jump right in and help each other, but then they go back to the same way they were and the same actions in daily life that they went to where other people don't exist. And we go back to ego and we go back to greed. And, you know, I cry a lot at night. I do my best not to shed any tears during the day, you know. And,
me too.
And some people
especially
will be
around
like,
children.
Oh, God, you're kind of cold. I am probably the most compassionate person, one of them that you'll ever meet in your whole life. And, you know, but to deflect off all of their energy and stuff, I have to be that way. I have for self-preservation. And
I agree.
And, you know, and that's how it is because I do too. I cry at night a lot.
I do too.
You know?
I just sit there. That's why my ex-husband came at me the other day and said, you know what? You need to stop watching the news because it's not good for you. It's taking a toll on your psyche and you feel on such a deep level that turn the damn thing off. He said, turn it off because, you know, he's actually right.
I stopped watching it years ago. I stopped watching it years ago because I'll listen to music. I'll listen to music or I'll pop on a movie on Netflix or something, but there's so much subliminal programming in half the programs too on TV anymore that TV's not like it used to be. It's not.
No,
and the news media is not like it's supposed to be.
No.
So my mother gets mad at me and says, you don't watch the news. My kids will be like, Dad makes us watch the news. You're not in touch. Oh, believe me, I am highly in touch with what's going on around this world. It's just that I don't rely on the news media to tell me.
Exactly. No, you can't. You can't rely on that, you know?
No.
On that note, I'm going to close out with a really nice story, okay? For those of you who know me, I work with special needs kids, and I had to deal with a child the other day with ADHD. I'm going to tell the story, Renee, before we run out of time. And they made me sit in a classroom with him because he was hitting all the other students in the head with his lunch pail, including me. I got hit about two or three times. It's okay. It happens, and that's the price you pay when you work with special needs kids. Anyway, I couldn't get him to calm down, so I was playing around with my phone, and I pushed the button, and Renee every morning does her angel card readings, and that little boy, soon as he heard your voice, soon as he saw the angel cards, came walking up behind me. He was standing because I couldn't get him to stand. He goes, What's that? And I'm not going to say his name, but I said, this is my friend, and she does angel card reading. She's a psychic medium. He sat down. He yanks the phone out of my hand, and I mean engrossed in it. To the point where I had to go scroll back down your page and find older readings from other days to play for him because he wanted to hear your voice and he wanted to know about those cards. He was engrossed with those angel cards. I just think that's such a beautiful story.
It is so beautiful. You know, that when you told me that the other day, it's like so heartwarming. And special needs people, whether it be children or adults, really do. They're on a different dimension. They're on a higher dimension than we are.
They really are.
They are. And so they get it. They absolutely get it. And sometimes it is just my voice. Sometimes I hear that all the time. You know, when I started doing my radio show, people are like, your voice is so soothing. You know, you put me in a state of peace. And that's why I do what I do. It's all about healing. My radio show, these videos, if not for anything, if they don't get anything out of the videos, you know, they at least get some sort of healing that they need through energy work that's put into the video. You know, so
exactly.
I put a lot of energy work into everything that I do because that's what I'm about, is helping people heal. I don't call myself a healer because we don't heal anybody, but we work with the people to train them and work with their body so their body can take over healing themselves.
They can
so
heal them. That makes perfect
themselves.
Sense. Well, yeah, this little guy, I had to play it again this morning for him because I had to deal with him again.
Aww.
And I had to get permission from the principal because I could get in trouble for that, I guess, you know. I mean, it is on the realm of religion and spirituality. But the principal said to me, well, it's not like you opened up the Bible. Or, you know, anything like that. You know, she says, I get it. She goes, I get it. She says, if those angel cards calm him down, she says, heck, if you've got a deck of those cards at home, bring them. And I said, you know, I do. And I do have what's her name? Virtue?
Doreen Virtue.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Doreen Virtue. I have a set of her angel cards that were given to me as a gift. So I'm going to bring those in, and I want to see, you know, I want him to look at them. I want to see how he interacts with them physically in his face. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he,
you know,
like
but
I said,
I work with the school.
You made his day.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so sweet. I'll have to do a special video just for him. I'll do a
you should.
Video
oh, my God. That would be awesome. Yeah, that would be awesome.
You know, I work for school, too, and, of course, all the staff and administration, they know who I am. They know what we do, and one of the first things they do, don't talk about what you do. Don't discuss what you do. Don't talk about paranormal investigations. Don't. And I just look at them, and I'm like, okay, I work with kids. Kids are very receptive. Kids know. They just know. So
big time.
Every day that I go through work, you know, it's like, here I am, keeping my mouth shut, can't talk about what I want to talk about, you know, or what my passion is. And, you know, to get these kids to relate, right, to pass on this for the kids about the world and, you know, but the kids have brought it up. And so when the kids bring it up.
They're very receptive.
Very receptive.
They're very receptive, especially the special needs kids. There's a gift there. There's a gift. I can't explain it, but very okers. They're the future of light workers. I, growing up as a kid, I had ADHD. They could not get me to sit still. That's why I identify with this kid. It's like, oh, my God, I understand.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not going to yell at you because you can't sit down because as an adult, even now, I can't sit down sometimes.
You know, I have ADD. I have ADD. Unless I'm talking about something I'm really passionate about, doing something I'm really passionate about, I have ADD. Like, big time. And so it's like, squirrel, you know, hi. I'm, you know, out. So when I sit with these kids and I talk to them, and it's, or anybody, and it's about something, like I said, that I'm very passionate about, I will go on and talk forever, you know.
Yeah, me too.
And
I can go on and on and on.
You know?
Yep. That's why, as at a very young age, I was very drawn to spirituality. My grandmother used to do tarot cards and do astrology, mm-hmm. and that was the only thing I could focus on, and I was drawn to it. And so, like I said, kids with special needs, we're drawn
definitely.
To things like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a blessing, and it's a blessing. Being ADD or ADHD, contrary to what psychologists say, it is a blessing and a gift to have that, because as we get older, we have we're in tune with energies that others can't relate to quite yet.
Exactly.
Well, Renee, we're going to have to do this again in the near future. We might have to make this maybe a once-a-month thing, because this was a big success.
I'd love to.
I would love to have you on again.
I love it.
Thank you so much for joining me this evening. It's been
Thank
such
an
honor
me.
And a pleasure. And I'm so glad you're in my life. You're such a good friend to me.
You know, and the same goes for you, too. I love you dearly. You know that. I love
I
you
I do, too. I'm so glad we met, and I'm so glad you're in my life, and I'm so glad you were able to come on this show and talk to everybody. And we will do it again for October, maybe. Let's plan on this again
I'd
in October.
To. Definitely.
All right. Well, folks, our time is up and we've gone over, and I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight to my show, and a big round of applause for the lovely Renee Marie. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll
You're
do
welcome.
This again.
This is
Light and love to everybody.
Good night, everybody. Namaste.
Good night. Peace out.